Blog Talk Radio. church.
Ma. Good morning. We just thank God for his Holy Spirit. We thank God for the things he already have done and about to do. Man, it just been so wonderful to know that it was God that made this day out of reality. It was nothing, surely, my brothers and sisters, that we did so great on yesterday. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit, because I know he's here. I know he's here. You know, I was just thinking about how, man, people are doing the everyday life thing, man. Sometimes they wake up and don't even thank the Lord for how good he has been. Matter of fact, it ain't just because he gave us the necessities of life, because that's what he do. But, boy, he did something more than you ever can thank him for, and that he gave us salvation through his Son. And the Bible said if we just believe and confess out our mouth that the Lord God has raised him from the dead, you and I will have salvation. I just thank God always. You know, I'm glad that when he comes in, he blesses us. You know, he blesses us even when people are sometimes slothful for him. Sometimes people get really pouring for the Lord when death come up, when trials come up, when tribulation come up, when they want somebody to pray for them and pray with them. But I beg the difference. We just have more faith and ask God. Just tell him that we just thank you for who you are and not what you just can do for us. Because I learned he's an awesome God. He's been better than us than we've been to ourselves. The songwriter said, "Hallelujah!" And if you go anywhere around the world and say "Hallelujah," they'll know what you're talking about. even if they don't believe, they'll know what you're talking about, because it's a universal word that we praise God, that we lift him up. Because we're coming up in the church that a couple more weeks that a lot of folks be calling Easter and Resurrection Day, and the body of Christ always try to lift up a special day for that day that God had did for us through his Son. I want to deal with a subject today, a very, very familiar subject. It's over here in Matthew's chapter 25. And I want to look at this because this It's scriptural, you know. Just want to put a subject with it. The final judgment of the nation. The final judgment of the nation. Just want to put a title to it. Matthew's 25, verse 31. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for what all you have prepared for your people. We ask you, Father God, as we decrease, we ask for you to increase, Lord. Lord, we ask, Father God, that it might be one on this line right now need your strength, need the peace that the pass of all understanding. The record said the world can't give what you give, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to give peace and strength to the ones are going through, Lord. Sometimes we can be so strong, and I'm just thinking, but, Lord, but sometimes we can be so weak, Lord. So, Lord, give us strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus, yes. Lord. Help us, Lord, that where we weak at, Lord. Build us up where we torn down at, Lord. And, Lord, when we come there, Lord, forgive us. Forgive us for all our sins, Lord, known and unknown sins. Yes. And, Lord, we come humble for the throne of grace. We believe in making, when you do it, you can make us whole again, Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Lord, you can do it like the day when Adam, before he took up the bidding of the tree of knowledge, Lord, good and evil. Lord, he didn't know he was naked, Lord. But, Lord, you can take us back there, Lord. And I know when you take us there, we'll be in thy presence, Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know we'll be in thy presence. I'm not talking about a physical presence. I'm talking about a spiritual presence. So, Lord, bless us, Lord, that we get prepared to see you one day. Lord, it might be this hour, Lord. It might be this minute. It might be this second, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, concentrate our mind, Lord. Lord, that we be steadfast and unmovable in thy word, Lord. Prepare us, Father God, that we look for your kingdom, Lord. Lord, as you do the separating, Lord, we ask you, Father God, don't remember us, Lord, that we come out and try to do your will, Lord. That we come out, Lord. Sometimes we might not even say nothing, Lord. But, Lord, we come out, it's a listening, Lord, and learning and teaching and receiving, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit move, Lord. Lord, but in this lonely heart right now, Lord, we ask you to come in and break up the heart, Lord, so you can be able to plant your word there, Lord, so you can be able to change men, children, and women of understanding, Lord, and acknowledge you in all their ways, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to bless the ministry, Lord. We pray for every ministry that try to lift up your name, Lord. Lord, we don't do a selfish prayer. We ask you to bless every ministry that lift your name up, Lord. Because we know, Father God, the harvest is plenty, but the labors are few, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to move, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Increase it, Lord, decrease, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. It's been recorded. Matthew 25. You know, I went back and listened to Brother Nutter, and he gave his lesson on yesterday. And thank God for, you know, how, but this ministry is gonna keep on pushing. You know, this ministry God does, he always keep a rambling. But even when you call on folks, you know, some might not be ready, you know. Some might be ready, you know. But, Lord, we just know you always have a ram in the bush, Lord. So we just thank you, Father God, for that, too. Thank you for Brother Nutt. Thank you for Reb. He come. Lord, thank you for Martha. I mean, sometimes, Lord, when we come, Lord, if we don't say nothing, Father, just being here, Lord. You know what I'm talking about? Just being in your presence, Lord. Don't have to be a voice all the time. We could be a listening heart, Lord. So, Lord, help us with this. And thank you for Brother Nutt. As he traveled, he had to stop. I was listening to him. He had to stop and get it out, you know, but he got it out. We just thank you for it. Keep giving him strength. Give his family strength. Bless all that is going in, is going and is coming out as well, Lord. Well, we come right now, Reverend, you know, to hold you too long, you know, not to hold you too long. And it was recorded many years ago.
You're right.
Matthew 25 and 31. When the Son of Man, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to come in his glory and all the holy, that's what he said, right? Angels with him. Then shall, that's what he said, he sit upon the throne of his glory. Now, I want to be careful when I do this here because I want to honor him. And I want to give him thanks. I want to thank him for how he looked down and what he did and came down for you and I. Because I want to tell you this here, the final judgment of the nation. This is what we're talking about. The final judgment of the nation. You know, we thank God. We thank God. We thank him for his Holy Spirit. We thank him for what he got in store for us, because we know only God going to allow him to judge. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He's going to be one sitting on the throne judging us. Oh, help me. There's going to be a book opened up. We read on in Revelation on that, my brothers and sisters. We'll go visit again. We read on Revelation that he's going to judge us out of the book of the dead. He said even he's going to get them out the sea, out the ground, and he's going to judge you of your right and your wrong. Because the right, we believe, is going to be in the book of life. Help me, Holy Spirit. Watch this here. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goat. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. And he shall set the sheep on the right hand, but the goat on the left hand. You know, let me do this here. Then said the king, said unto them on the right hand, come ye, blessed of my Father, the inheritance of the kingdom prepared for you and from the foundation of the world. For I was, hungry, and you gave me meat, and I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. And I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous, help me, Holy Spirit, answer him, saying, Lord, when? That's what he said. Now watch this here. Saw we thee hunger and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when? Oh, I like these words. It got some emphasis with me with it. Saw we thee sick in prison and came unto thee? I'm getting there, y'all. I'm going to get there. And the king shall answer, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, as much as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done unto me. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm in the book, y'all.
Right.
Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you curse. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In the everlasting fire, prepare for the devil and his angel. For I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, in prison, and you visit me not. Then, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Shall they say also, and answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungry, and a thirst, and of a stranger, and or naked, or sick, or in prison? Look what he says, and did not minister unto thee. Help me, Holy Spirit. Then said he answered them and said, verily I say unto you, in as much as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. These things, that's what he said, shall go away into the everlasting punishment, but the righteous into the what? Eternal life. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Eternal life. Yeah.
So I thank God. I thank God for the reading. I thank God for the readers, and I thank God for the ones that came out to hear the word been read. But I also thank God for the ones who do the God's word. Help me, Holy Spirit. And I just thank God for what he just for. So Jesus used this illustration, this parable, this metaphor to let you know about a subject that they can understand. You know, he took this subject that he said that I was naked, and you didn't clothe me. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm not gonna go on, but watch this here. I was in prison, and you didn't come by that evening. I needed something to eat, and you didn't feed me. And it was somebody like a lot of people. When all this happened, and we didn't minister unto thee, Hey, you know, he said, when you've done it unto the least of mine, you've done it unto me. That's why, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, the ministry that God has proposed, the foundation already been set. Jesus was a servant. He came down to serve us. And when he's serving in us, he allowed us to know that he wants us to copy him. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He wants us
yeah.
to emulate
yeah.
him. He wants us to, when we look at people, don't turn our head like we some we didn't done it all. We all right. We good and we too good. You know what I'm talking about? Man, the church and got so filthy and polluted in their self righteous. But let me tell you something. Don't forget where you come from. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget where you come from, because judgment will come. And the Bible said this, not Eric, but the Bible said this, and you can Google this if you want to. He said, judgment will begin at the house of God. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on now.
Hey,
yeah, well.
I don't know how you're feeling. You might be feeling pretty good today, but let me tell you something. Don't you know we're probably one breath away of taking our last breath. We're probably one step away from taking our last step. We're probably one eye open up to stop not seeing anymore. But it's because of God's grace and mercy. Now watch this, Reverend.
Right.
It don't substitute you from him chastising you. It don't stop
That's
you
right.
from him judging you right now. See, right now is a good time. It helped me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Right now is a good time because the blood is still one and one. You can correct some of that right now by saying, Lord, help me. You know that scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do it again? Leave me not in
yes,
the temptation.
Sir.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
But deliver me for all evil. You remember that. He gave him that in the prayer. Sometimes you got to pray to the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm falling short. I know I should have helped my sister. I know I should have helped my brother. He said, when you've done it unto the least of me, one of these, you've done it unto me. That means good and bad. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you didn't do it, you've done it to him. If you did do it, you've done it for him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, it's impossible to serve God and don't help. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's
it's
right.
impossible to have God in you and you don't help people. You might not help like Eric. You might not help like Reverend Henry. You might not help like sisters and brothers. But whatever God gave you to help with, help somebody along the way.
That's right.
Now, let me tell you something. Now, this might not work here because I know all of y'all pretty small. You're holier than I am. But let me tell you something. Sometime or another, you're going to fall. Help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes you're going to fall. And you're going to bust your head wide open. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to get in a situation that you're going to need somebody to get you out of that rut sometime. And you're going to be up there. You might need some clothes one day. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you might need some bite to eat one day. Oh, yeah, I know you got $2 in your pocket. Oh, you might be somewhere stuck out somewhere and somebody need to help you. I'm telling you, God wants us humble. Help me, Holy Spirit. He
is a humble servant.
He said, in this day,
I'm gonna use this
illustration so you can understand me, children of Israel. I want you to look at this 12 disciples. I want you to look at, I got a goat, and I got a sheep. Help me, Holy Spirit. And these goats and sheep, they one of them ignorant and stubborn, and that's that goat. Yeah, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that sheep, you know, even though he's wandering, but when he hears the shepherd boy, he turns around. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When the shepherd grabs, he pulls him back, and he comes back to the shepherd's arm. When the goat there, he got to grab him. He got to hold him. He bucking, and he fighting. He said, these are the ones, help me, Holy Spirit, that he going to put in the lake of fire. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. These are the ones that he's going to put in this fire. So he's telling us right today. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's telling us right today. Choose you this day who you going to serve.
Yes.
Choose this day who you going to serve. Your final judgment ain't going to worry about no title. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Your final judgment is going to walk in your whole walk in your life. It's going to show your whole life before God. It's going to be like when you were born until we call it the expiration day. Don't you know God is keeping record? Only thing God blot out is your sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. Only thing God blot out is your sin if you forgive him. If you take it to him and he forgive you for it. And he ain't like some of us. Man, I remember Eric, man. I don't think he changed. I really don't think he changed. And we act like we God now. Mm.
All right.
Brother read that scripture the other day. We've been reading it for years. Read the other scripture.
Mm-hmm.
If we read that scripture again about Romans over there, 10, and when he said, if we talking about taking somebody out of heaven, we just like bringing Jesus down from heaven. If we talking about bringing somebody out of the grave, we just not bringing Jesus out of the grave. Who is we to tell who's going to heaven and hell? Who got that bone? Who was that bone? Look at the thief on the cross. Man, don't go back and search it. There's some smart people out there, Remy. Smarter than you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Remy, and they'll go research it. And tell me when he got baptized. Tell me when he received the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
See, God did that in the book, let you know that I can do what I can. I can do the impossible. Well, he was considered a malefactor. A malefactor is a criminal. He's done so much wrong that he deserved what? Death. And he's sitting on the right hand of God. And Jesus, and one on the left hand said, if you be the Son of God, save you and us too. And then and he got a power attorney now. And the power attorney came and said, shut up. Can I do that, Remy? Shut up, fool.
We deserve our
punishment, but he don't deserve us. And he looked at Jesus. Can you remember me? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember me when you get to Paris there? He didn't say yesterday. He didn't say 2 weeks, maybe 2, 3 weeks, or a year or two down the line. He said, this day, you will be with me in Paris there. So I don't know.
Right.
I quit all that. Let me do it because I know I ain't too smart. Let's do 55 one more time just to help me out. You might not need it. I'm going to read this for Eric. I'm going to read 55 Isaiah. And, hey, I need this for Eric. I don't need it for nobody but Eric. Can I read this for Eric? 55 and 8. Look at this. Is that in it? 55 and 8. I need this for Eric now. This ain't for nobody but Eric. I ain't talking about no. This is for me. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways. Look what it says. My ways, said the Lord. I don't have to go nowhere farther than nothing right there to me. I don't, but since you maybe be a little high minded, let me read one more scripture. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And my thoughts than your thoughts. That when I read them scriptures, I can know I keep on going. When I read them scriptures, it keeps me humble. Put me in no box, Eric. You get me out that box, Eric. I'm bigger than what you think you can ever imagine. You've been walking with him for a few minutes, but you ain't been walking with him long enough to keep me in no box. Solomon built a temple and knew that temple wasn't big enough for Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. He knew that temple wasn't big enough for Jesus. As a matter of fact, when he got through with it, Isaiah said, when he looked at it, he said, like a smoke start going in the temple. And it started filling up the temple, and he saw the heavens open up. He said, then that's when he knew when Uzziah had died, when he knew the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me wrap my mind around that a little bit. Let's back up and get Isaiah over again. Y'all want to go back over there again with me? Isaiah got something to keep him humble, Reverend. When I read that, Reverend, I don't know, Reverend, maybe you might be all, you know, help me with it, Reverend, but I think chapter 6 is worth all of it, right? For all of them, right? Because when I was reading Reverend, I just want to read it one more time. In the year, the king Uzziah, if you actually want to pronounce it, died. I saw also the Lord sitting, here we go, y'all, upon a what? A throne. Let me do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do it one more time? He said, in the year that king Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne. And what he said, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Now, watch this now. I'm almost home. Let me go back and put the finger there. You know how to do that. Throw your margin there and follow me. And I went right back to 5 and 25, 31. When the Son of Man to come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon a what? A throne. Glory. So I come back here.
That's right.
Now Isaiah. Above, look what it said, in the year King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he had lifted up the train, filling the temple, and above it stood the seraphim. Help me, Holy Spirit. Each one had six wings.
Mm-hmm.
And twain he covered with his face. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. That's what he said now. And with twain he covered his feet. And with twain he flew. And one cried unto another, Reverend, said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Oh, we didn't got in that now.
Mm-hmm.
No, we didn't got in that, Reverend. He said the whole earth is full of his glory. I'm in the book, y'all. The post. I know y'all hear a little noise, but y'all pray for me. In the post of the door, move, Reverend. The door.
Mm-hmm.
The post of the door, move at the bars of him that cried. And look what he said, brother. The house was full of smoke. Then I. Then said I. Now, I don't know what yet. You might be come strong, but let me read it anyway. Then
right.
said I. Woe is me. For I
yes,
am.
Sir.
Look what he said. Undone. Because
undone.
I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. My eyes have seen the King. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The Lord of hosts.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you something in a minute. And then, look at that, flew one on the suffering unto me and having a live coal in his hand. I'm going to where, y'all. In which he had taken it with the tongue from off the altar, and he laid it up on my mouth and said, Lo, and have thy lips and thy iniquity. Here we go, y'all. It's taken away, and thou sin is purged. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he also,
yes, sir.
I heard a voice of heaven, the Lord said, Whom should I send, Reverend? Whom should will go for us? Then, I'm in the book, y'all. Then said I, here I am, send me. Now, I'm going to do something for the record. I'm going to stop. I love the word. You know what I'm talking about? Because when you don't understand the word and you're reading it, it's like fire in your bones, brother. You get to hearing that. Because you can remember when God came to you. I believe when you've been truly converted, when you've been having a conversion and been rejuvenated, you're going to have a spirit from the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, there won't be no outside thing that you can wash your hands and put your clothes detergent and wash it. I'm talking about from the inside, and God going to speak to you, and he going to show you him. But, hey, you know what? One thing about it, you can repent. Hey.
That's right.
He saw the train fill up in the church, and all got full up. As it was filling up, he felt the presence of God seeing them. And as he saw this, he saw the doorpost moving. Oh, him and his voice. I know I'm talking like I've been in his presence before.
Yeah.
And I feel him right now. I know you cannot be in God's presence and remain the same. Can I say it again?
That's right.
Can I say it again? Let me do this for pious people. You know, you can't be in God's presence and remain the same. See, when you're in God's presence, I can't do it like that, y'all, because it's been too good to me. I can't do it. I'm hyped up with it because he's all over my body, Reverend, because when I feel the Spirit of the Lord and I know he's in the midst, you know what I do? No, I say, Lord, have mercy on me. Help me,
Holy Spirit,
because I know you're in the midst, because I feel thy presence moving in this place. When I say moving in this place, Isaiah, and anybody that knows the Lord would not remain the same when he comes in.
That's right.
You can't remain
same.
Just like he said it in Isaiah, he said it over in Matthew, when he sits on his throne, my brothers and sisters, you have to go to your knees and say, Lord, I believe. Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, you might be like that young man. You might be like that young man. I'm almost home, y'all. You might be like that young man. Lord, help me. But help my unbelief. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help my unbelief. See, there's some things you might struggle with. I do, too. You know why? Because we don't know the fullness of the Lord. Nobody knows the fullness. Because if you did, you have to leave this place. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because once you get that close in knowing God that much, brothers and sisters, you finna transition. Oh, that didn't work.
Yeah.
Here we go, Reverend. Come here, Enoch. Come here, Enoch. Help me. Come here, Enoch. Help me a little bit. He walked with the Lord. He walked with the Lord. He walked with the Lord.
Yes,
he walked so close with the Lord. King James said he translated. The mother Bible said he left and took him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can get close to the Lord as much as you want to, but I dare you to trust him. I dare you to walk with him. See, once you get the Lord inside of you, and then you see people need jacket. You see people need food. You see people need a hand. You go visit the sick. You go to the prison, and you help. My brothers and sisters, soon and very soon, God going to say, well done. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I know I'm in the book. Well done.
Yeah.
Now, what? And great. You was over a little, just a couple people now, but come up a little higher. because I'm going to make you what? Ruler over many. But I'm going to tell you something now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to tell you something now. This might not work on this line, but I'm going to try it anyway. Try to love and prove him and see if he be wrong. Try to love and see if he can't do it. Trust in the Lord and see what he won't do. I'm not talking about, you might not be like most of the people, get jets and big old churches and thousands of people running at you. You might not get that. That might not be your ministry. But whatever God give you to do, well, whoever God allows you to minister to, if it ain't but one of y'all, hey, if it ain't but one person, the Bible said this here, hey, you know what he said? He said, all the angels in heaven rejoice when one soul come in. So quit trying to think about the past and think about what he got before you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now watch this, Reverend. I'm through, but I want to say this here. Jesus know how to get his point out, right? Because in the end of this, he going to tell you, whatever I taught you, wherever I command you to do, I want you to do it. See, but he had to prepare the condition of the people's heart. See, everybody came to ministry on different, you know, on these levels. You know what I'm talking about? Because what I'm saying, remember, because God said many are called, but a few are chosen.
Yes, sir.
And when being in there and knowing that God is choosing you, don't you know you can't, I don't care how much you fight, quit listening to all these testimonies of everybody else. I was running, I was doing this, I was doing that. Brothers and sisters, when God put a run in your heart, they didn't throw Jonah up so bad. Jonah didn't want to go there because why, Reverend? Because he knew God was going to bless them folks. He knew
God was going to
turn around and repent. That's why he didn't want. He didn't want to preach the word. He didn't want because he know them people was some hellions. Them people were doing wrong, and he didn't want them to turn around. But let me tell you something. God will make you do it. Oh, I know you will. He'll make you do it. So I tell you right now, I could see it, Reverend. It's King. Oh, I can see this King, Reverend. He's coming in, Reverend. And maybe somebody wanted to know because he was sitting on the throne, Reverend. And they asked him. He was looking at him and searching him a little bit. He said, have you considered one of my scriptures I like to for y'all to read sometimes? Have you considered it? And somebody said, what is that scripture? Let me read it for you anyway. The earth is the Lord. In the fullness thereof. In the world, and in the world therein. But he that founded it up on the sea and established it on the floor, who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Who, watch this, Reverend, or who shall stand in his holy place? I'm in the book, y'all. He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn and deceitful, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord in the righteousness of God of his salvation. Let me do it again. And he shall receive the blessing from the Lord in the righteousness from God of his salvation. Let me do it one more time. And he shall receive the blessing from the Lord in his righteousness from the God of his salvation in this generation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Of them that seek him, that seek the Lord's face. Oh, let me do it again because I don't think you seek the reverence. He said, this is the generation of them that seek him and seek thy face. Lift up your head, ye gates. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm in the book, right? Lift up your head, ye gates. Let me do it again. Lift up your head, ye gates, and be what? Lifted up. He said, everlasting door. And the King of glory should come in. Who is this King, Reverend? Of glory. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, ye gates, even lift them up the everlasting door. The King, I'm in the book, y'all, of glory should come in. Who is this King? Oh, help me. I get happy when I think about talking about the King. Who is this King? See, I ain't going to be like the run of them. If I get around somebody and I get to witness somebody, I'm not going to turn my back to it because if God gave me a word to say to it, I'm going to say it even if they don't want to hear it. I said, who is this King? Jesus. Who is this King? Y'all do it again. Who is this King? Yeah. The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You might be like that old young man. Reverend, you might be like that young man. You might be that was Psalm 24, y'all don't know it. You might be like that young man. I'm out here when I do this here. hey, Reverend, you might be like this young man. I don't know but Bible, man. I was philosophizing and trying to be so smart. I don't know but Bible. Let me let the Bible preach at you. And he said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
Yes, sir.
For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. I'm in the book, y'all.
Yes,
and there
sir.
Was no more sea. Oh, watch this. I'm going to do this because in the book, John, now watch this here. So holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, preparing a bride, a door for her, what? Her husband. Back up. John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, preparing a bride, a door for her husband. And I heard a voice, here we go, that voice, y'all, a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let me do that again. And he heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he would dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them, and they are God. Watch this, Reverend. And God shall wipe away, here we go, y'all, all their tears from their eyes. And they shall no more death. Let me go again. There shall be no more death. Let me do it again. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. I'm in the book, y'all. And he, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, that sat up on the throne, here I go again, y'all, said, behold, I make all things new. Hey.
All right.
He said unto me, write these things. Look at that, Reverend. Write these things.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Again, Reverend. He said, write these words are true and faithful. Because he said, unto me, it is done. He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, beginning. I will give unto him that thirst of a fountain of a water of living freely. I'm going to leave this long. Can I leave it long, Reverend? Oh, you said no, okay. No. He that overcomes to inherit all things, and I will be his God. And let me do this again, Reverend. And he shall be my son. But the fear of the unbelievers, look what he said, the fear of the unbeliever and the abomination of the murderer, the whoremonger, the sorcerer, the idolater, all liars. That's what he said.
All liars.
I'm in the book, y'all. All liars. Not the white lie, the black lie, the blue lie, the purple lie. He said, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
I'm
going to leave that long. But for some probably didn't know what that is, that's Revelation chapter 21.
Amen.
Verses 1 through 8. You know, and I don't know how many, you know, God just gave it to him because I don't have, I'm going to be for real, I don't never have no notes. Let me tell you this here. God is an awesome God.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody to leave this place and don't know what side they're going to be on. I can't tell you what side. I can't even place you in heaven, but I could tell you about being prepared. I could preach and teach to you to be prepared. I can preach and teach to you not to be so slothful. I can preach and tell you to stay with the battleship. It's going to rock sometimes. Yeah, the waves going to get so high you can't see before you, but stay with the ship. Stay with it. Hold your hand on the tight. You know what I'm talking about. Don't take your hand off of it. Just hold on to his unchanging hand. I love the Lord.
That's right.
You know what he did? He heard my cry. You
know
what he did? He pitied all of my groans. You know what I did?
Mm-hmm.
I haste unto his throne. You know what I did? Long as I live, trouble rides. And I haste on to his throne. So I thank God for what he got in store for the church. He's going to be the one to separate, not you and I. Then one of us gonna be here. Now, Lord, bless me with this understanding. Now He might use us after we get there. Oh, help your Holy Spirit. He might use some of us being the judge. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. He might
That's
let
right.
us, some of us do some things because I'm in the book, y'all. Because He can do that. You hear what He on that 31? He said Him and His holy angels. So brothers
That's
and sisters,
right.
He used them angels to do something. Hey, I know I'm talking about.
Yes,
he's coming from. Can we do that scripture one time, 31? I'm going to be through, y'all. Can we go, go back there? Can we go back to 31 again? Please. 25-31. I'm through for you. I'm serious. I'm through. Because I got to emphasize this again. I had shut my Bible, too. Look what it said. When the son of man should come in his glory and all his holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall, look what it said, be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divide a sheep from the goat. That's what I'm talking about, Doc.
Yes.
This is what he going to do. He going to do that. Yes, sir. But I'm going to tell you this here. Know the Lord. Know the Lord right now. Get to a personal relationship with him. Let him know your voice. Yes, sir. Let him hear your voice and say, I need you.
Amen.
Let him know your voice and say, I love you. Let him know your voice. Boy, I can't do without you, Lord. Let him know your voice. Yeah, we can pray with you. And we're standing in a session prayer with you. We're never going to turn you down, but we're trying to encourage you to have faith. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We're trying to let you have faith. Believe that God will hear you too. And all we got to do is trust in God. It might not come when you want it. This is not a cliche. But he will be an on-time God. I know I'm
right about it.
I know I'm right about it. You know how I know I'm right about it? Because I really believe God has in store of some from us we don't even know. We could just think about it, what we think it might be. But, boy, there's some things we don't even know what he has for us. The Bible said, I have not seen, ears have not heard, neither did he enter into the hearts of man's heart what he has for thee. So, Lord, have thy way. Lord, have thy way. Lord, trust someone. Let whatever come behind this be fruitful, Lord. Let whatever be said be fruitful, Lord. Let whatever go before, let it touch someone's heart and say, I want to change, Lord. I want to be that one not to turn nobody down, Lord. Because when you look at me, Lord, I don't want to see you say you've done it unto you, Lord. So, Lord, I just want to be the one to serve, Lord. If it had to go to the sick and the shut-in, Lord, let it be me, Lord. Like Isaiah said, send me, Lord. Lord, let be someone on here to go out and talk to their loved one. Maybe it might be someone, maybe be close to one or to kill themselves. Lord, let it be someone we can encourage them. Lord, let them know that life is real. Somebody believe that you can die by killing yourself, but I read in your word, Lord, you said thou should not kill. So that means either yourself or others too, Lord. So, Lord, I just ask you, Father God, bless, Lord. Bless the ones who've been struggling over the transition of the one you said will be sitting at the gate where there's no more tears, with no sorrow, Lord, and no more pain, Lord, that we're going to be sitting there holy, holy, holy is the Lamb of God, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for the word. Thank you for how you move with the word, Lord. Let it be anything to come that your presence always be there, Lord. Move in your people's heart, Lord, that they understand Romans 9. And 10, Lord. Let it be that, Father God, they confess for themselves, Lord, and believe in their heart, Lord, that you rose them from the grave, Lord, and thou may be saved. With the heart, man believe, and with the mind be confessed of salvation. Let it be, Lord, from their mouth, Lord, to you, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to move, Lord. Can we live in the land, and we feel like we're living in real close in our last day, Lord. Move, Lord, in someone's heart, Lord. Lord, we know we can't move without you, Lord, so we ask you to touch, if it be your will, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the strength. Thank you for the preached word, Lord. Lord, thank you, Father God, for this, how you cover your servant, Lord. We thank you, Father God, how you move mountains in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen and amen. Thank you.
Lord. Amen.
That's all I have, Rev.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful lesson today. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. Thank you. Beautiful.
You know I got to put a little bone behind that, right? You know I got to put a
song
behind that, right?
It's
like it came to my heart just. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Reverend, you know I got to put this song with you. Can I do it, man? Oh, man, I love the Lord, man. He's been good to us, man. We not even worthy, Reverend, for what he does for us, man.
Yeah.
But we just thank him for his what he does for us, though. I really believe that he's in the midst, Rev. I really do, man.
So, thank you. Yes, sir.
Like, I'm stumbling, man, but I'm going to get it.
It's all right.
Yeah, man, well, trying to get me, trying to get me.
Right.
I got it, Rev.
Hey,
more glasses, kind of focus. Did I do this with it?
Yes,
I ain't going to play it long, though. I ain't going to play it long.
If it be your will, Lord.
Yeah, if it be.
Remove this bitter cup. It's all up to you, Lord. Your will be done, not mine. All those difficult, this cross I bear.
I took this whole thing for me today, man. I feel like he came in, man. I feel like he blessed me. I feel pretty
yes,
happy, man. You know why I feel so? Because I know he's coming, man. And
that's
I just
it.
Be prepared and we don't be caught undone, man. That's my problem. I don't want to run this race this like I've been doing. I ain't been on it long, man. But I don't want to be the time I've been on here and running the vein, man. I don't, man.
Mm-hmm.
I fear for me. Somebody said, "Well, you said you can't get on works line." I know, but I'm telling you, man, we are ever for the adversary is trying his best to knock us down. He is.
Mm-hmm.
He want to discredit us. He want to get people to talk about us, run us down. You know what I'm talking about? So he can be lifted up. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
So I try myself to keep in prayer. You know what I'm talking about? And because I know. I'm going to be held accountable for what I know. I can't speak for everybody else.
That's right.
I know
that's
I'm going
right.
to be held accountable for what I know. That's why I try my best to stay close to him, man. You know, I know I ain't perfect at all, but I know I'm trying to live close to him. And I want to be that light, man. I want to be that example, man. I want to be it, man, you know, because that's part of the calling. The calling ain't when you put it down because you want to joy your life.
Yeah.
That ain't what it's about.
Because right.
life ain't here. It's just a little vapor, you know. We're going to be doing this thing one day. And this thing
yes,
ain't going to be here. And, you know, the Bible
said
earth and heaven, they pass away. But that word
would
not change. Not a jot.
That's right.
Not a top. My turn. Yes, sir.
Hmm.
Yeah, man. I'm too rare. What you got, Rev?
Beautiful. We got Thanksgiving. Thankful for this lesson. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for he blessed us again with the golden nuggets along with the lesson, trial by fire. Trial by fire. trial and test can draw you us closer to Christ. Beautiful. Yes, sir. Yes, it can. God will use difficult circumstances to help us reach maturity. Faith can grow in times of trial when difficulties clear space in our hearts for the light of God to touch us. God knows how and what it takes to make our hearts fertile ground. Praise the Lord. He worketh that. it worketh that patience within us. Thank you, Lord, how he can use a difficult time, difficult circumstance to help us reach maturity. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And how that will draw us nigh unto him, make us look towards him, make us seek after him, reassures us that he is our hope. Hallelujah. He is our hope. He is one that we can run to. Hallelujah. And if you stay close to him, you don't have to run far. Oh, hallelujah. When troubles come, if you stay close to him, always try to stay close to God. You don't have to seek for him long. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You continue to have that relationship with him. God of my strength, she gives us as well. God of my strength. God wants us to depend on his strength, not our own. Praise the Lord. God may allow our resources to dwell so that we rely on his strength to keep going. Thank you, Lord. Says, our needs showcase his power, but he is the one who says, I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God wants us to depend on his strength, not our own. Praise the Lord. So glad about it. Hallelujah. So glad about it. Stop trying to work things out, you give. Oh, praise the Lord. Stop trying to work things out before the time you come. Accept the limitations of living one day at a time. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the world around you is messy and confusing. Oh, hallelujah. Remember that I have overcome the world. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Beautiful today. We thank you, Aunt Martha, for those golden nuggets that you blessed our hearts with. Hallelujah. Stop trying to work it out. Let God work it out. Make sure we be a vessel. Prepare him a vessel that he can work through us and in us in us and on ourselves. Hallelujah. If we work on ourselves, God, allow that light to shine in me, and it may draw someone near. And witness to them how he blessed us to overcome as well. God bless you today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Trial by fire.
Yeah, Rev, we thank God always for Aunt Martha and the words and the nuggets that she gives. Man, I'm so humble, you know, how she receiving and passing on. Thank God for the reading of it and the blessing of it, because we believe that we don't do this stuff for pats. We be there for lifting up the kingdom. You know, we thank God for the things that God does in that. And we'll be remiss if we don't ask anybody today, do you know the Lord? If not, we're here to pray with you to the cross. If you already know the Lord and you made a mistake and you want prayer, we're here to pray for that. And we are even here now to say thank you, too.
Yes.
And give thanks before we get out of here. You can hit the one button, and we'll try our best to, you know, to transition into the and let you come on in, you know. You can do it now or forever hold your peace.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, brother. Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Another blessed word. Another another blessed word. So glad to be among the word of God.
Sir.
You know, I came in and when I said, Brother D, I said, you're going to stay quiet. You're not going to say nothing. Yeah, I promise I'm not going to say very much this morning. But I say this all the time. When the word of God goes forth, something that's read, a word, a verse, a scripture, it should attack you. And when my brother was going through the word this morning, I said, look at that word right there. Look at it. It makes you want to be just that, you know, because I can't think of that. I would love better. And I'm sure my brothers feel the same when I say, I will, look, don't you know you should want the Lord to be able to say, have you considered, ooh, that wasn't it. But he said,
yes,
my
yes.
servant.
Yes, sir.
Not
yeah.
a servant,
yeah.
but my
yeah.
servant. Would you know do you realize where you at? When you can align yourself up with God's word to the point that someone can tell, have you considered him? He's a servant of God in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, brother, when you're saying that, I almost shied in the truck. Because I want the Lord to be and say, Brother D, you my servant.
Yes,
have you considered
Lord.
Him? Not just a servant, but my servant. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So Eric says,
yes,
we're not here. I can't tell you how to get to heaven. I can't put you in heaven. No, I can't. But I can truly tell you what it takes to get there.
All
and he
right.
says, get a relationship with the Lord.
That's
oh, yes. Book of Romans told you how to get there. If you do precisely what the Lord and God said to that's all you have to do.
Yeah.
Brother, not going to hold you long.
Yeah.
I have truly enjoyed the word once more again. Remember, here I was with you yesterday as well. Day before yesterday, I don't get a chance to hit the one button as much. I got a lot of background noise, but I truly enjoy hearing. There's nothing like
that. I
don't care. I get on that radio show with him. I listen to him, and I love Brad Grayson. But there's nothing like hearing the word of God. It sets your soul on fire, and it truly do.
Right.
When you said, when you read that scripture, my heart jumped for joy.
My name was Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I like that.
My servant. I heard my brother say he may not come when you want him. But he don't chance. See, I just had to tell a friend of mine a few days ago. I hadn't seen her in a while. She said, man, Carl, I lost two brothers in 4 days. And then she got right there and she made a word. And I said, thank you, Jesus. When you can lose two brothers and a sister and do it in a month, two brothers in 4 days, your wife killed one and you find one sitting up in the car, shot her in the arm. And you can say, I'm not worried. You know, you're in a good place. And where is that place? In the Lord's arms. When you can say, I'm in God's arms, you're in a good place. You're in a good place.
All right.
The brother going to get out of the way. I'm not going to hold you guys. No, brother, I truly enjoy
well, you're doing good. You're doing good. You're doing good.
Word. I can make you a promise. I'm going to make you all a promise.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
It's the Lord's will.
Yes, sir.
I have service this evening at 5.
Yeah.
If
yes,
it's
sir.
The Lord's
yes,
will,
I'll
be with
you,
Mama. If it's God's
yes,
will.
Sir.
With
yes,
you,
sir. I'm with you there. Yeah, I'm with you with
Amen.
That. Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm with you with that. Yeah.
Man.
I'm with you with that.
I got all this noise. I'm going to go on. I love you, brother, man. Like I said, for the Lord's
can't
will, brother, we'll see you tomorrow. And then you can do about it.
Then you can do about it. Yes, sir. You can hijack everything else, but you can't hijack my love. Reverend, we have done all we can. God and
yes,
love and man and got a charge to keep it. We just going to keep on pushing, man. We're going to keep on pushing, man. You know what I'm saying? So we thank God for all the participants, you know, and the one, the kind words and the love. But I always say that we all have helped each other to build this kingdom. And it's called kingdom building, you know. It's already got a foundation. The foundation is Jesus. You know, we just over here just echoing things and hoping you get kindle your fire, maybe find a fire, you know, and get on board, you know. And we found out if we had 10,000 tongues, my brother, we couldn't thank him enough.
That's right.
Couldn't thank him enough. Yes, sir. Couldn't thank him enough.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, if you can, man, pray for us, man. You know, nobody hit the one, but just pray for us, and we just keep pushing, man. Keep giving the word, man. If it be his will, we'll be back tomorrow. If not this, we'll be back later on. We'll be late on to the prayer hour, you know, they have, you know. And maybe one day the Lord will have me to hit that one button there. And Brother Wildall let me in, you know, sometime, you know. I accidentally hit it sometime. You know, never know why my accident hit it, real.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we know, there's always room. And we always
every time you get him to do stuff, he got that other little old nigga. You know, little black dude, Kevin.
I think he hit a little button for me. He hit a little button for a reason, man. Hey, Joe, man, we got to do it. We have to stop, man. All right, man, we gonna pray, man. We need to pray now, Ray. We need to pray.
I had this joke on the morning show yesterday, and I'm opening up Big Ernie's show with prayer and laid the phone down in some kind of way. I tied the two lines together. Lord, how much.
I thought they were praying when y'all had a revival, huh? That's what that was? Y'all a revival?
I said, what in the world?
You had a crusade going on.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, y'all quit.
I just feel him.
Still in tongues.
Yes, sir.
What, in our life.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Let us pray and thank God for what he has done this day. Precious Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. We're truly thankful for your mercy and your grace. We're truly thankful how you allowed us to assemble here once again. We count it as a privilege, even as a blessing, Father God, that you unfolded the word today, Father. You stirred our hearts up, Father God, and you put us in remembrance, Father God, that we need to do all we can while we can. And thank you for the privilege of allowing us to be your servants. Bless us to be good vessels that we can go forth into your vineyard and do the work that is set before us, Father God. Thank you. Continue to lead us. Continue to guide us. Continue to allow the Holy Spirit in our lives to have its way, Father God. Let us yield unto the Spirit, Father God, that we may walk right, talk right, live right, give right, support right, Father God. We're just thankful, Father, for all that you have done, Father, for us in the name of Jesus. Now let this word not fall on stony ground, but let it go into fertile hearts, that we may take it forth, Father God, and continue to meditate on it as it renew, restore, replenish, hallelujah, and uplift spirits, Father, knowing that we are one of our and many of thy own servants, handmade servants, produced for you, Father God. We just want to tell you we love you. And we thank you for the message, the messenger, and all those the testimonies and the comments and the prayers and the, oh, Father God, those hearts that turned aside to listen to thee. Father God, continue to feed us that we may feed others. In Jesus' name we do pray and we ask it all and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we give you glory, we honor, majesty.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Reverend, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Oh yeah!
Forgive me.